Hi, I'm David Cyrus McDonald, the host of the new podcast, Chattel Fixtures PEI Real Estate Podcast. My goal with this show is to enjoy learning from interesting conversations about PEI real estate and to share those talks with you. If you want to be more informed about PEI real estate, we discuss things like how changes in interest rates are impacting home prices on PEI. We talk with realtors about how they are advising clients right now and an appraiser about where to get the most bang for your buck investing your money in home renovations and share stories that come from life on PEI. Here's a sneak peek at some of the moments from upcoming episodes. Subscribe to Chattel Fixtures on your favorite podcasting platform or YouTube and visit us at chattelfixtures.com. That's C-H-A-T-T-E-L fixtures.com.
I do my best to make sure that these people are going to profit, right? And I'll actually say, like, don't buy this house. I bet you I've said, don't buy this house. I'm not letting you buy this house to over two dozen different people.
What we're seeing now is rural revitalization in smaller communities, which is great.
What are you saying to them right now who are not sure what's going to happen with changes in house prices right now?
We had one that was supposed to close Friday and it closed, but the money didn't arrive till Monday morning.
Oh, wow.
Right? And then Fiona happened over the weekend. So there was a little bit of a gray area there on who owned the house and a little bit of a gray area there on which insurance company was going to be responsible for the damage.
James grew up on a farm in Watervale. Him and another friend of mine, Rob Salter, were going around, and they didn't have a trailer to haul the debris away. So James got creative, and he's using his father's manure spreader. So they're literally driving around Brighton, Charlottetown, Stratford, Cornwall area with a manure spreader hauling waste debris from trees away. One of the sons came up to James and said, can you take a slow drive by my mom's house? Like, she's all excited to see the manure spreader driving around. And so James took a slow drive by, and pretty sure it made the ladies the ladies' day.
Oh, man. Oh, that sounds like a good little moment. Yeah. It was kind of like basically a raft with a little shack on it.
Yes.
With a little outboard motor on it.
Okay.
And that little thing, every once in a while, they'd take that out for a rip. Yeah. And it would just be a drive-by. Yes. Okay. And you'd see them out there, and you'd all be excited. People would see the honeybee, like we had kids would be running over to the water, blowing horns and stuff.
I had a competition come to me the very first night. I remember Chamberlain was playing.
Oh,
it was
nice.
June 27th, we'll say 2005.
Okay.
At Hunter's Ale House. And the competition owner came in to see what's going on there. You know, new bar in town. He walked up, shook my hand, and said, congratulations, this won't last. You know? So, you know, that's enough right there to be like,
that'd be the fire.
Yeah. There's the fire has been lit, or at least stoked, 6 o'clock in the morning, and found actually not one person sleeping in the stall. The doorman hadn't checked the stalls the night before, but there was actually three people sleeping in the lady stalls at Hunter's. Okay. So, you know, obviously somebody didn't do the job, but can you imagine cleaning, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden the stall door opens and somebody walks in and says, I need to drive home or something. And then next thing you know, two more people walk in. You know?
If you want to hear more, make sure you subscribe to Chattel Fixtures on your favorite podcasting platform.